Maine could join a handful of other states that give public sector unions greater access to new employees so they can recruit members. A proposal in the legislature would require government agencies, including Maine's higher education system, that already employ union workers to provide union officials with names, addresses, phone numbers, and other contact information for new employees. Maine Public Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler is here to explain what this bill would do and why we're seeing it now. Steve, what is this bill seeking to accomplish?
Well, the obvious goal, Nora, is to give unions a chance to persuade new employees that it's in their best interest to become members and pay dues. But this is also an effort to head off what organized labor advocates fear is a depletion in union membership amid ongoing efforts by conservatives to weaken unions' political clout. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court dealt what many believed was a particularly devastating blow to public sector unions.
And we are talking here about the Janus versus AFSCME decision, right? Remind us what that was about.
Right. The AFSCME decision basically prohibited public sector unions from collecting what are known as fair share dues from employees who don't join a union, but whom the union must still represent in collective bargaining and disputes with their employer. And this was a very big deal for public sector unions because, to begin with, those fair share dues are designed to reimburse unions for services they are required to provide, regardless of whether an employee is a full dues-paying member of the collective bargaining unit. If there's a grievance or dispute between an employee and their employer, unions are legally required to represent that employee, regardless of whether they're a full dues-paying member. And fair share dues were designed to offset those expenses. But the Supreme Court decision effectively outlawed those fees, making it so unions would continue to represent non-union employees in disputes and collective bargaining without any compensation. And the fear among organized labor is that the decision would deplete the number of people who join a union. And Democrats are worried about that, too, because unions are a longstanding constituency, also among the groups that donate to Democratic candidates or spend on their behalf.
So is it fair then to call this bill a response to that decision by the Supreme Court?
Yeah, it's absolutely fair to call it that. And it's among a slew of initiatives that states that are controlled by Democrats are considering, including Maine. Several other states with Democratic-controlled legislatures have passed similar or almost identical laws, and some of them actually did it before the actual court decision in sort of anticipation of it because of the conservative tilt of the Supreme Court. And the idea is to allow union representatives the chance to convince new employees that it's in their interest to join the union and pay dues. And it's also designed to counteract ongoing efforts by conservative groups to whittle away at union membership. So, for example, I did a very quick Google search this afternoon, and I was able to find a website run by a conservative think tank that provides an electronic form so that workers can opt out of paying dues and send it to their employer. That site has forms for each state that has a public sector union, and that includes Maine.
I remember when this decision came down that there was a great concern that union membership would go down as well, that it would be depleted. Has this decision had that effect so far?
Well, so far, I would say the results are mixed. There were some early reports that there was a sharp reduction in public sector membership early on. But there's also been data to suggest that there hasn't been as detrimental an effect as some predicted. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in January that membership for public and private sector unions edged down by less than 1% in 2018 from the previous year. And that's a trend not mirrored in Maine, where union membership actually rose slightly to 85,000 workers.
And we've also seen some fairly high-profile unionization drives around the U.S. in the last couple of years.
That's right. And that has also been a direct response to this court decision.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to make any predictions, but does this bill have a chance to become law?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, House Speaker Sarah Gideon and Senate President Troy Jackson are co-sponsors. So that alone gives the bill a little more horsepower than your typical proposal. And of course, Democrats control the legislature, so that would also seem to bode well for passage. What we don't know is whether Governor Janet Mills will sign the bill if it clears the legislature. But the governor has been a backer of organized labor for a very long time, and organized labor has been a big backer of her. I mean, labor groups spent millions during last year's election, benefiting both Mills and the Democrats who now control the legislature.
And when will the public have a chance to weigh in on this?
Well, most likely it'll be later this month that they'll have a public hearing, and that's the public's chance to come in and testify. And at that point, I expect we'll also hear from Republicans and conservatives who I'm sure will oppose this bill. I reached out to the Republican minority offices for their reaction, but they didn't respond before we went on the air.
All right. That's Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.